From Radio Sausalito in beautiful Sausalito, California, I'm Mitchell Field, and you are on the field trip. Welcome to The Field Trip, a few minutes of conversation each week with some of the most interesting people in the Bay Area and Marin County. I talk to artists and writers, actors, directors, musicians, some of the characters who make the Bay Area a fun and a fabulous place to live. So let's get right to it. My guest on today's Field Trip is Jean Abravaya. Jean is the managing director and also the artistic director for the Spreckles Theatre Company in Ronert Park, California. For those not familiar with the Dorothy Ronert Spreckles Performing Arts Center, it's a city-owned and operated facility in Ronert Park which provides the finest performing arts programming. Over the years, the state-of-the-art facility has set the standard for cultural and community events in the North Bay, and it serves Napa, Sonoma, Marin, and Mendocino counties. The facility totals 41,000 square feet, and it houses two theaters designed and built exclusively for dance, music, and theatrical performances. The construction of the $10 million Performing Arts Center was completed in 1990 and fully paid for through a bequest by Fred Ronert and Community Development Agency funds. Jean Abravaya is a former New Yorker. In the 1970s, he worked his way up from a prompter to associate producer on the network soap opera As the World Turns. In the 80s, he moved to L.A. to work in television, in situation comedies including Family Ties, The Facts of Life, and The Jeffersons. From 87 through 89, Abravaya served as producer and chief writer for a series entitled Rocky Road. Since moving to the Bay Area, Abravaya has directed and acted for most of the theater companies in the area. Directing projects include West Side Story, South Pacific, and the female version of The Odd Couple. Recently, Abravaya has directed production for the Spreckles Theater Company, including the critically acclaimed productions of Camelot, A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, and Young Frankenstein. Abravaya is also the author of two plays, The Book of Matthew and The Final Scene. Inspiration for The Final Scene came from his experiences working for 4 years on the set of As the World Turns. And Abravaya will be directing his play, The Book of Matthew, at the Spreckles Center in the spring of 2014. His current production at Spreckles is a lively musical version of Scrooge, featuring the wonderful words and music of the great Leslie Bricus. Please welcome to the Field Trip, Jean Abravaya. Jean, welcome.
Thank you very much, Mitchell. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming on the show. First, let me congratulate you on a terrific show.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I did. You have a very talented cast led by Tim Setzer, local actor, who plays Scrooge. Tell us about your thoughts on the show.
Well, we wanted to do A Christmas Carol in a way that people would enjoy and would be interested in really coming to see. It gets done a lot, as you know. So we thought about doing it as a musical. There are a couple of versions out there, but I think the best one is the one that Leslie Bricus wrote. It's based on the 1970 film starring Albert Finney. We also wanted to do a musical in a very different way. So we decided to see if we could possibly take the small theater that we have and turn the production into something that's a combination of musical theater and theme park ride. What we've come away with is a very, very different look for the show. We are using our projection system that we've developed, and with some very vivid images, some video sequences that are pre-recorded, where the actors get the opportunity to interact with these video pre-recorded sequences. And also, I think, some very clever effects. I don't know. You saw it. What did you think?
I was impressed. I know that the Spreckles Theatre Company productions are featuring this. It's called the Paradigm Projection System. And I think you developed it at Spreckles, right?
Yes, we did.
On an elementary sense, it combines still images and animations, and it creates multiple backdrop effects. Is that pretty much the story?
Yes, that's correct. It's capable of projecting images from up to six projectors all at the same time if you want, or at different intervals. It's capable of showing video sequences and stills.
Sure. Well, I guess what it enables you to do, Louis, is to take, you know, some of the old chestnuts, particularly Broadway musicals, and then update them in the ways that it makes it more visually exciting for the audience.
Yes, that's exactly what we've been trying to do. If there is any chance of getting the younger generation involved in theater, I think this is the way that we're going to do it.
I think it's a good idea because theater does suffer from having a more mature audience, and getting some technology into it is certainly going to bring a young audience in, if anything can. I know that the company also has a state-of-the-art sound system, and it also has a tremendous orchestra pit. I mean, this is a major theater in the Bay Area, isn't it? The large theater. You're in the small theater right now, but you do also produce shows in the big theater. You just did Young Frankenstein in there. This is a major theater.
Oh, absolutely. I believe that we're the premier venue of the North Bay. Absolutely.
Let me ask you a bit about yourself. How did a young guy like you get into the world?
Young, thank you so much. You said young.
How'd you get referring
to me. Oh, my God.
Tell me how you got into the world of TV. What was your start in the business? You're a young guy from New York. What did you do?
Well, it's funny. I stumbled onto my first job there. I graduated from college. I went away to summer stock for a summer, came back to New York wanting to be an actor, moved into the city, and auditioned as often as I possibly could. As anybody knows who attempts that, it doesn't happen overnight, and it takes years and years of pursuing. So like every young person who goes to the city wanting to be an actor, I wound up basically running out of money and needing a job. I opened up the New York Times. I found a very interesting advertisement. It said, wanted, script typist. Turns out that it was a company that would type the prompter scripts for all of the New York-based Procter & Gamble soap operas at that time. I thought that was pretty exciting, pretty interesting. So I took the job, and 2 weeks later, one of their teleprompter operators quit, and they promoted me. So within 2 weeks of starting this job, I found myself on the studio floor of As the World Turns. And basically for the next 4 or 5 years, I worked my way up.
And then after a while, you decided to move west.
Yes. I wasn't satisfied working in daytime. I wanted to see if I could find something in prime time. I went out to Los Angeles. Basically, I went and worked freelance for a long time, going from job to job, doing pilots and sitcoms. But by the time I left and came up north, I had worked on practically every lot in L.A.
That's pretty good experience. So you were ready for directing.
Yes.
So that brings me to your directing style. How do you like to work with actors? A lot of people say that once you've cast the show correctly, the rest of the work is done. Do you agree with that?
Well, I think that is a major consideration. You cast a role well, and you're halfway there, absolutely. I've been very lucky. The people that I work with are very talented. They are open to suggestions. I'm a very hands-on director. I'm an actor, and so I like to think that because I'm an actor, I can find nuances and levels for a particular performance. And the people that I've been working with are very open to suggestion.
Well, one of the other people that you're working with in the show is your music director, Cynthia Heath. We should say that your music is live, right?
Yes, it is. That's right. And Cynthia is now her second show with Spreckles. She did Brigadoon for me as well. And again, a very lovely lady, very talented lady, very open to suggestions, and willing to please, and that's, who can ask for more, you know?
Sure. Well, your choreographer is it Michaela Snyder? I'm not sure how to pronounce her name.
Michaela, yes.
Michaela, yeah. She did the choreography for you, and you have quite a number of dance numbers in the show, don't you?
Yes. It's a pretty complex show. It's written for a large stage, and Michaela's nickname is Mikey, and so we all call her Mikey. She's very talented. She's exuberant. She has an incredible amount of energy, and she's actually choreographed and also performed for the company as well.
Yeah, the dance numbers are good. We should mention that it's a big cast. You got, what, about 20 people in the cast, right?
Yeah, 19.
19, yep. Yeah.
19 people.
You also have some very nice costumes. Pamela Enns did those for you. Have you worked with her before?
Oh, absolutely. I consider Pamela the resident designer, costume designer for Spreckles, and Mikey, the resident choreographer as well.
Well, Gene Abrevaya is such an interesting guy. I'm going to make that part one of my interview with him. You can tune in next week to hear part two. In the meantime, for tickets or more information about Scrooge, you can go to SprecklesOnline.com. Well, thanks for joining me today on The Field Trip. I welcome your views and comments on the show, as well as your suggestions for future guests. My email address is mitchellfield@radiosausalito.org. The theme music you hear behind me is the tune Superjet, with the fabulous Marin sax man Noel Jukes up front. It's from the recording The Noel Jukes Quartet featuring Matt Clark. Please remember that The Field Trip can be heard Wednesdays at the top of every hour at 1610 on your AM radio dial in Southern Marin, countywide on Wednesdays at noon on cable channel 26, on your computer at radiosausalito.org, or 24 hours a day as a free podcast from the iTunes Store. If you liked today's show, please tell your friends, and if you didn't, well, please tell your enemies. So till next time, this is Mitchell Field saying goodbye, good luck, and see you next week.